I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Gangs in Haiti are spreading north from Port-au-Prince. On October 3rd, gangs brutally killed at least 115 people in one central Haitian town and displaced thousands. Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti with Love says the northern city of Cap-Haitien is being inundated by people desperate for safety and provision. A September report says half of the nation's population faces acute hunger. For Haiti with Love gives food, medical care, and news of the gospel to whoever comes in their doors.
We never know who is coming up, who the people are looking for shelter. Some of them might be part of the gangs. So security is a big problem. We try to do what we can, but the main thing, we just pray up, keep praying.
Ask God for protection for the team and consider coming alongside for Haiti's work as the hands and feet of Christ to a people in crisis. And what happens when God calls someone to the Great Commission overseas? How does someone start the practical process of sharing the gospel message with an international audience? John Darnell of Global Outreach International says his organization helps integrate Christians into overseas missions work.
Showing and sharing God's love. So they're doing something to meet some kind of physical need to open the door for the gospel. So whether that's medicine or education, church planting, refugee care, orphan care, whatever it is, they're doing that to open the door to share the good news of Jesus.
If any of this is moving your heart, start with that first step. Ask God what role He plans for you.
Pray faithfully, look for ways to encourage missionaries, and try to connect with Him directly to see how you can pray for them and maybe give to support their ministry.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.